Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today, we're lucky enough to be joined by Dan Brennan, who wears many hats here at USA Hockey. We're going to talk to him today about his role as the general manager of the sled hockey program, USA Hockey's national team. Dan, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Harry.
Well, hey, I understand you just got back off the road after a couple weeks. You were in Amherst, New York, and then in North Carolina. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you were doing up in Amherst?
Well, we had an exhibition series against Canada. We played three games and won the first one, and unfortunately we lost the second two games. But good experience for our players. The reason we were there was to get our guys set up for the World Championships to take place in Norway, March 23rd through April 2nd. After the three-game series against Canada, we then went down to Charlotte and had a four-day camp with our development team, which also provided us with some great practice time as well as more competition with the development team. We split up both teams and we scrimmaged each other, and it was a really successful 2 weeks overall with our team, and I'm real pleased with the direction that we're all heading in.
So were these different groups, the group in Amherst and the group in Charlotte, North Carolina, or were some of the same kids? Or
well, it was the same. It was a national team participated in both. The only difference was in Charlotte, we also had the development team with us, so it was a great chance for the coaching staff to see how far the development players have come along, but then also it's a great opportunity for both teams, and that when we split them up, we get the same kind of, you know, bang for our buck as if we played another country, because there's so many good players now in the pool to choose from. We were able to split the teams up evenly, and on the first game on Friday night, we had a 4-4 tie, and we actually went into a shootout. And then on the Saturday evening, after individual practices, we had the national team play against the development team, and that wasn't to throttle them or anything. It was more to practice our special teams. And the coaching staff, the development team is doing a great job, as I feel our new coaches are doing with the national team. So I was real pleased overall with you know what took place down in Charlotte.
You mentioned the new coaching staff. Can you just talk a little bit about? I mean, you have around the hockey world a pretty big name coach now working with the sled program.
Yeah, Jeff Sauer has been our new head coach this year, and he brings a wealth of experience. But even more than that, the thing that I think's really rubbed off on the players is just what a classy person he is. He's obviously coached some big-time NHL players prior to them going to the NHL, the University of Wisconsin. Prior to that, he coached at Colorado College. And Jeff's, you know, his demeanor is always pleasant. He's always positive. He always tries to look at the bright side of things, even when we have a tough period. And I think he's really done a nice job with our players. And Guy Goslin, his assistant, has been a tremendous help. Guy has a lot of international experience as a player, and now he's getting it as a coach. So I'm pleased with having two guys that really want to be there, have a great enthusiasm for sled hockey now, and you know, it's been a good transition. It was tough in the beginning, but I really think the players and the staff are really enjoying it, as am I. I mean, it's really fun to be around this group.
Well, you know, Jeff Sauer has some pretty big shoes to fill. Ray Maluta, who did a lot of great things with that program, you know, led the team to not only gold medals at the last World Championships, but also the last Paralympics. So obviously, it's how much of a change is there between the styles of Coach Maluta and Coach Sauer?
Well, they're two different coaching styles, and And both of them are really good. One's not better than the other. They're just different. And I say that all the time, you know. Both gentlemen are extremely passionate about what they do. They have a real love for the game, and they also really care about the players. So to me, the differences were very workable. It wasn't a situation where we came in and said, well, you got to be like this. I mean, with Jeff's experience, I'm not going to tell him how to coach. And what Ray did for the team was tremendous. And Jeff is the first one to acknowledge that, you know, a lot of real great things were done prior to him taking over. And I think he's just going to take the torch and run with it. If anything, my greatest concern is really finding who our leaders are going to be. We really miss Andy Yohe, who's our captain for, you know, through the World Championships and then through Vancouver. And we have some great young guys that I think will eventually become great leaders, but they're learning that role. And that's probably been our biggest challenge. And, you know, overall, it's our gold medal that we got in 2009, the Czech Republic, that we're going over to Norway to defend. And I think everybody's well aware of that.
What kind of nucleus of returning players do you have on that team? I mean, guys like Steve Cash and Taylor Chase and Tim Jones and Taylor Lipsis, and I'm going to leave out a bunch of people who I shouldn't because they're all well-deserving, but Alexei Salomon. Do you still have these, in the world of sled hockey, these familiar names, or have you pretty much have a new cast now?
No, I mean, I think the bulk of our team going back to even Vancouver is still intact. We've had, a couple players retire, Joe Howard and Andy Yohe, as I mentioned earlier. And we've got some young guys coming up that are really doing a great job for us. We have three military vets now on our team. They're all new players as of, you know, the last. Jen Lee and Rico Roman have been with the team 2 years, and now we have Josh Sweeney, who's also a vet. So their enthusiasm and their leadership is wonderful. I mean, you couldn't ask for better people to join your team. I think it's only a matter of time when their skills improve, just because they're so new to the game. They're great athletes, and you know, I'm looking down the road a year or two and saying those guys are going to be some of our best players and also some of our best leaders. And when you have that combination, I really think you're as close to having a winning combination as you're going to get. And then I would look at, you know, Danny McCoy is a new player, Kevin McKee is a new player. So I would say, you know, we have five new players that have come to the team and I think have really added a nice mix to what we're trying to do. We're still probably the youngest team in the world. And when I say leadership is something, it's just something they got to grow into. I mean, most of our players range from 22 to 25. And that's just, you know, that's normal for any team. So I think it's all going to come together, but we have to be patient as a staff.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned about the military. Do you get a lot more interest from programs like the Wounded Warrior program? Because obviously what these guys bring in terms of their heart and dedication is unmatched. But do you find a lot of these guys in these programs that can, you know, potentially bodes well for the future of sled hockey in the United States?
Well, I really think so, and it does. It really does help with the team gets a lot more exposure. Whether that's fair based on the other guys' disabilities or not, I don't know. But they're guys that have laid their lives on the line for the country, and they come back, and we've been able to provide an opportunity for them to get on with their lives in a real positive way. And what they bring to the table, you just can't teach. I mean, their enthusiasm, their leadership, their upbeat personalities are just tremendous. They're great guys to be around. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, there's so many disabled sports that are providing opportunities for the wounded vets. I often say to people, when you work in a disabled sport, I don't think there's a right weight or a, you know, to recruit. It's kind of the last thing you want to be involved in. But once, you know, the vets have come back from whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan, they need their time to kind of work through what's happened to them. And then from there, I think it's a real credit to USA Hockey and the United States Olympic Committee that there is this opportunity for them to play sled hockey. I know there's other sports out there, but I think once they get in a sled and they try it, they're really addicted to it. So it's great to be a part of that, you know, puzzle, I guess, is for lack of a better way of saying it. But It really is a pleasure to be around these guys, and they deserve the opportunity. They've more than earned it.
Absolutely. And then just finally, looking ahead to Norway and the World Championships as the defending gold medal team, how do you like your chances? Can you even get a good? Do you really know what the other countries bring to the table, or, I mean, you don't get to see them as often as maybe you'd like to?
Well, I think in as we've learned in previous World Championships, you just can't take anyone for granted, and you know, that's really the bottom line. We're in a bracket where we haven't played two of the teams. One is Estonia. We've never played them before, so I don't know what we're gonna get there. One is Japan. We've played them many times. You just never know. I like our chances. I always do, and I say that because I really think we have the best goalie in the world in Steve Cash, and he always gives us an opportunity to win a hockey game. When he's on, it's lights out, and I think the players all rally around him and say, you know, this guy came to play. It's time the rest of us do it, and that's always a great benefit. I think our players rise to an occasion like the World Championships just because. Most of the games that we play leading up to that are considered exhibition games or tournament games. So with something on the line, I really think our players will rise to the occasion. You know, obviously we want to go over there and repeat as gold medalists. But obviously there's other great teams there, Canada, Norway, Japan, etc. So we really got to bring our A game, but I like our chances.
That's great. Well, Dan, finally, just if people are interested in the sled hockey team and in this tournament, is there a certain place that they can go to you know, whether to read about the recaps of games or to learn more about the team? Is there any one particular website or place to go?
Yes, I think there's, well, for starters, USA Hockey will be posting the results on our website, which is www.usahockey.com. And then also the IPC, which is the International Paralympic Committee, they'll be heading up the event, and they will have their own website, which I believe is ipc.com. I believe on those two things you'll be able to follow along and kind of see our progress, and hopefully you'll see us on the podium at the end of it.
That's great. Well, Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today. In case, you know, obviously working with the sled hockey team must be very rewarding, a great, great group of people, and obviously a great cause. So. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned. Next time, we'll have another podcast with another member of USA Hockey. Thanks for listening.